Wiedersehen.
Wiedersehen?
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Guten Tag?
Guten Tag. Ni hao ma. Just saying hello and all the
you ways. You know a lot of ways to say hello?
Several.
At least 10.
I don't know if I know 10. I know 5. 5 pretty much off the bat.
It's a lot.
Hello, hola, ni hao ma, konnichiwa, guten tag, willkommen. A bunch of random things.
Oh man, podcast over.
Podcast even start?
Yeah, it's going.
Why was that the beginning then? Like,
it's not.
Okay.
That's for my amusement.
Okay. That's Future Tim stuff.
Future Tim loves Past Paul. Hey everybody. I got special guest. Paul, you're here.
Am I?
Yes. Maybe. It depends. Do we exist?
Are we here?
Are any of us truly here?
I don't know. It's a thing.
It is a thing. I'm here.
I guess I'm here.
I mean, are you ever here?
I mean, I drove here. So I mean,
you did drive here.
So I'd say I drove here. I'd say I'm here.
All right. Well, I'm Tim. With me is Paul. Paul, what do you do for a living? Where are you from? Tell me the good deets.
I work for Team Ashen. If you watch our YouTube channel, youtube.com/c/AshenPhoenix, you'll actually see a lot of our content. Tim's actually on our channel a lot. I think you're the second most prevalent quote unquote character on our channel.
I'm a character now?
I mean, we're all kind of hyper-realized caricatures of ourselves.
No, this is every day, buddy. It's not an act.
Okay. Well, then you're the second most prevalent persona.
Ooh, I like that.
On our channel.
All right, behind you.
Yeah, behind me.
Because you do a lot.
Yeah, I do a lot.
Yeah.
Do probably more than I should on the channel.
Yeah, you need to.
People get tired of me on the channel.
People get tired of Paul in general.
But if you search Team Ashen on YouTube, if you search Team Ashen on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, or Patreon, all there, Team Ashen.
Very good.
Yeah.
So
we had a brand.
You've been doing this a while.
Been doing this a while, yeah. Yeah, we've been doing... Ashen Phoenix has been around for 14 years now.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Our latest iteration is probably about 5 years old of what we do now. We're cosplayers and we're... YouTube personalities and Twitch personalities and all that kind of fun stuff.
Doesn't that YouTube money taste really good?
It does. It really does. It buys you lots of coffee.
It does. That's how I get paid.
He gets paid in coffee.
I do. Thank you, Groupon. So we're sitting in a hotel room in D.C.
for awesome...
Awesome
con. Awesome
now,
con.
I don't know when this is going to go up. And I don't much care if it's this year... 6 years from now.
6 years from now.
But it'll go up eventually. And we're having a blast. And by we're having a blast, I mean I got sick. So.
I got sick. We're literally just watching our YouTube channel, critiquing ourselves as we talk about ourselves.
It's kind of fun to Mystery Science Theater ourselves.
Yeah.
And be like, God, I'm such a moron. Paul, you're also a moron. And then you're like, well, if I'm a moron, then you're the dumbest dummy head in the world.
I just notice... everything that I say way too often.
Yeah, I say it a lot too. I say war wound. I talk about the head wounds.
Anytime there's a trade that's large enough to kill somebody with, you always have to mention
it. I always point
it out
if you can kill a man with that trade, and or a woman. But if it's
you're an equal to opportunity murderer.
Yeah, I mean, if you can kill a man with it, you can likely
pugs.
Oh, yeah, the drowning of the pugs. That needs to be a t-shirt, too.
No, it really doesn't need to be.
Drowning of the pugs.
No, we really don't want to
just, like, a little pug, like, with some rapids, and it's just like, I can't, marr, I can't get
and
out.
And, like, your hand on his head, pushing him under, just, you're a terrible human being.
Yeah, that's true.
It's actually been a long time since I've been on your podcast.
Yeah, you forgot it existed.
I didn't forget it existed. I just forgot where it existed. Like, we've been doing YouTube for so much, I just assumed that everything was on YouTube, and then, like, and I found out literally this Tuesday that it was just like, hey, no, I have a Spotify and and iTunes and all of this stuff that you probably should have been listening to for years and you had.
Yeah, you remember how you got mad at people when you were like, why can't you just watch like one video? It would help so much. Just like, just, you don't, you know, I'm not asking for a million things. Just, hey, you, occasionally you're bored, throw in a video for a minute.
Yeah, but I do that on your channel. Yeah. So like, I do support you. It's just,
there's no supporting.
It is. Okay. It is. It was a supporting of something else that I just assumed was the same thing.
Yeah, no, our YouTube is very much our bonus content. Our meat and potatoes has always been the audio, because I love it. I'm a pioneer of the podcast days. 10 years almost.
Wow.
It's getting close.
So basically, you're constantly handing me a 2-disc set. Yeah. I'm always watching the other disc.
Yes.
I'm not watching the movie. I'm just watching all the extra shit.
I need to know how this was made. And it's like, no, you need to know what this is. You're doing it backwards, buddy. But yeah, this is Riffing with Paul. We're riffing with Paul in a hotel room.
Yeah. It's like you created the Karate Kid movies, and I'm just like, but I want to watch How to Make a Bonsai Plant.
That doesn't help.
I know. It does in a way, though. It does.
How? Metaphorically?
No, because...
Spiritually?
No, because it helps build your channel. Your YouTube channel.
Yeah, but that's not as prevalent as helping the audio portion.
Well, I'm going to do that now.
All right. We've had a lot of content as of late. Although this is going up 6 years later, so maybe not.
Yeah, this could be the last video.
This will be our final podcast. I'm like, I've had enough, this will be the last
one. This could be like 4 years from now when you've stopped and you're just like, oh, I guess I'll put this up.
I'll wait. I'll let it just slowly die, and everybody will be like, man, he hasn't put anything up for like 3 months. I guess it's done. And then I'll put this up, and I'll say, all right, I'll see you next week. And then...
Never and then see you again.
Take the website down completely. Burn it down to the ground. Paul. So you have a new girl on the team. Although she's probably a veteran by the time this video goes up.
Yeah. Or she may not even be on the team at this point.
Yeah,
you just never know.
She tragically passed.
God, I hope not.
No, she's very nice. I hope not either.
I haven't lost a model yet. Well, no, I take that. There has been one model that we lost. But like, we didn't lose her on my watch.
Who was watching her?
Huh? Nobody was watching her. That's why we lost her.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's dark.
Yeah, drunk driving.
Oh.
It was a thing. Yeah. Happened a long time ago.
Way to dig up the past, Tim.
That's really metaphorically I'm doing the
digging.
Person who actually has been buried. Like that's dark.
Oh, we hit the casket.
That's really dark. Holy shit, that's dark.
I told you this isn't a character. Persona is fine. Character is not. What do you think the world's going to be like 6 years in the future when this goes up?
I don't know.
You think it's still going to be a fiery shithole, or?
I don't think the world is a fiery shithole.
Yeah, you're positive. I forgot.
Yeah.
You're so fucking positive, Paul.
I'm the yin to your yang.
My yang is so twisted.
I know. That's why.
The twisties, and the darks, casting the shadows upon your lights, reminding you that life is—it's a thing, and it happens. Not all rainbows like you. You're so rainbowy.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, you remind me that you had cancer, and I remind you, but you're a cancer survivor.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you're just like, nah.
But it came back.
But then it went away again.
But then it came back again.
But it went away again.
It came back one more time.
And then it kept going away.
So far, but 6 years in the future, I could be dead from it.
Let's hope you're not.
Well, if I'm dead from it, somebody else find this audio and put it up somewhere where it can be downloaded.
Yes, so I'll play it at your grave.
I don't want a grave. Everybody, when I die, I don't want a grave. Just throw me in the incinerator. Take me down to the vet. Put me in there with everybody else. Community style.
Like, where would they sprinkle your ashes?
They don't need to.
Well, I'll go hang down there.
You may sprinkle my ashes. Where do you want to sprinkle them?
That's a good question.
Where you want to sprinkle my ashes?
Where would I want to sprinkle Tim's ashes?
Like at a strip club? Just like...
Nah, not a strip club.
Funny.
Well, you've been with us on several trips, so like I guess I would just basically like drive up 95 and just like I would start in Washington, because like this is now the second time you've been with me randomly on a Washington trip.
That's true. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, it was this and Battleground.
Yeah, Battleground was so awesome. But before we talk about Battleground, I know what you can do. You can stop at that same place in Maryland where we stopped for me to get sick and dump me down that last stall I used and flush me away.
Well, it's going to sound a little bit more poignant. I would just like drive up 95 from DC and basically just kind of hold it out, mm-hmm. and then just let wind pull out like bits, and so that way it's literally every time I drive down to DC, I'll be like, Tim's with me this entire trip.
Wow. Can you put like...
See, even that's a positive spin on your death.
I think you should put like some hair in there with the ashes.
I'm pretty sure that's like not how tooth. It works. I'm pretty
no,
sure
I want you to put it in there.
Why?
So it looks really creepy, this can that you're driving around with.
I'm pretty sure that it's already going to be creepy, that I'm just going to be driving with an urn out of my...
When you do, can you put a tie around the urn?
Yes, I can put a tie around
it. A necktie?
Yes.
I would appreciate that.
I can do that.
Uh-huh. You should play a really weird song on the radio that doesn't have anything to do with me, like La Cucaracha or something.
Like Tenderness.
Tenderness. I'm glad we're making funeral arrangements. Like,
Tenderness, where is my tenderness?
You can't sing any more of it, though.
Yeah.
We can sing Happy Birthday now.
Yes, we can. It's,
I want
it's
you
now.
To sing Happy Birthday while driving down the freeway.
Driving down 95.
Yeah, with teeth in ashes and hair in a coffee can, because I just assume it's a coffee can, like Big Lebowski style.
Mm-hmm. No, I was going to get an urn. I was
going to
get
a real urn.
Urn. I was going to
dress up like Paul Bear.
No, here's what I could do that.
You could do that. You could just give yourself the little raccoon looking eyes and go.
I can make it like a game. Like I'll put the money in the ashes, so that way and I'll make it a wide mouth urn, so that way you could fit your hand in it. And then when I like stop at the, I wouldn't stop at Easy Pass. I would stop like in the gate. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, the money's in here. And just, like, have them fish around your ashes to get to the money.
Weird.
That would be weird, but it's an interesting thing. Because, I mean, technically, they have to get the money somehow.
Yeah, I'm giving you the money. It's right here.
Yeah. You just have to
is
get
that
it.
A tooth? You can just go through.
Yeah. Is that a tooth or a penny? You'll never know until you pull it out. Oh, it's a tooth.
But there's money with it, so it's like, coins and teeth go hand in
it's
hand.
Like, you're the tooth fairy now.
Man, this is gone.
This
really
is
really odd.
I don't know why we're doing
See,
this.
See, I just... My goal was, since we didn't have an official topic, was to just be weird and see where you took it. And you took
we,
it to...
We took it, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I can take an analogy and, like, take that to the nth degree.
Yeah.
And like, I can take it deep.
You know what's sad is when I do die, any day now, you will undoubtedly... 6 years in the future. You will undoubtedly... be at my funeral and you'll be like, this is not as cool as driving down 95. And you'll pull out the recording that you've saved on your phone of this exact podcast and you say, Glory, this is not what he wanted. This is not at all what he wanted. I have a recording of him telling you, this is Glory, this is what I want. So, and then she'll stab you. And and then you're dead with me. It's great.
And then we
get press passes
but
in
I'm,
heaven.
But I'm also Hispanic, so I know approximately how to dodge a knife.
Oh, all right.
Because my assumption is she'll already pull the knife, so I know how to dodge the knife. She might get me, but
she'll get you.
But like she's not gonna hit a vital organ.
She's cagey.
I know she's cagey.
Yeah.
And then I'll just come at night and steal the body.
Okay.
And then incinerate it.
Oh, so
and put
you're
it in the urn.
Okay. So you're trying to take me. Okay, yeah, no, that's good.
Because like I'm doing what you actually wanted.
Right.
She wants to bury you, and I'm like, nah, fuck that. He doesn't want that. Like you.
She probably doesn't want to bury me. That's probably expensive.
It is. It actually is expensive.
Cremation's probably cheaper.
It's very much cheaper.
All right. So she's already gonna burn me. You just gotta get the coffee.
Cremation's only $500.
Huh. It's cheaper if we go to the vet.
True.
So, you know, just tell them I'm a weird...
Yeah, but I think of the vet, they need to, like, hack up your body because, like, their furnace is not as big as everybody
that's
else's
fine.
Furnace. Yeah, but that's kind of creepy.
Is it, though? Like, tell them I'm an Irish wolfhound.
Like, the thing that, like, you don't want to have, like, a Little Shop of Horrors thing happen before the...
Don't
before
I,
there? No, I don't think you do.
Feed me, Paul.
No?
Hmm.
I don't want to hack up your body, even if you're already dead. It's like, I don't want to hack up your body.
It's in my will.
That I have to hack up your body?
Yeah, like,
I don't
what's the legality of that?
I don't know if there is a legality of that. I mean, you're already dead.
Yeah. And
so technically, you're just...
Maybe I'll ordain myself as a minister.
Technically,
right?
Just
so
a butcher.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ordain myself as a minister in my own religion. And I'll make it a religious rite for you to perform a sacrificial ceremony on my dead, rotting corpse. You hack me up into itty-bitty pieces and put me in a coffee can with teeth and money and hair. And you drive down the highway. And you're blasting Life is a Highway. I want to ride that all night long. And
Tenderness.
And Tenderness. Every third time is Tenderness.
Yes.
All the rest are Life is a Highway. And then Happy Birthday.
It's kind of like the Salt and Pepper Diner Shaker bit from John Mulaney, where it's like he played
What's
New Pussycat 21 times, but like he would break up every eighth one with a...
It's not unusual.
It's not unusual.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do. It's like Life is a Highway all the way down 21 times, but like it would be broken up intermittently with Tenderness.
I also would prefer you to get pulled over at some point. So just start swerving.
Well, I'm pretty sure holding an urn outside of my car, letting like your ashes go, I'm pretty sure that's going to get me pulled over at some point anyway.
Well, I'm going to have a certificate of religious intent. I just made that up, but it's gonna be part of my doctrine for my
it's like this
my
is
cult
official, this
I
is
mean
official,
church
this is official ceremony of the church
yeah,
of
this
Tim.
Is a ceremony and you are not to disturb it, officer, and I'll give you my PBA card. You could be like, look, he was white, let me go.
Oh god. And make him fish it out of the urn.
Oh, it's in there, you gotta get it.
It's in there.
That's really great. I love that.
We went down a really
great road.
Weird rabbit hole.
Well, life is a highway, Paul. Life is a highway.
I know. You want to ride it all night long?
Oh, man. Do I ever want to ride that highway? I want to ride it like Pee Wee Herman style on the bike. The whole highway. I'd die so quick. That was random.
I don't know. Well,
I know.
Pee Wee Herman, you gotta do that.
I just didn't think you would.
I didn't think I would either.
I didn't know any better. I didn't know Eddie Vedder. All right, well, this has been rambling.
Eddie Vedder? It's not Eddie Vedder.
Who's it?
Life is a Highway is not Eddie,
no,
Eddie Vedder.
No, it's Tom...
Tom Cochran.
Cochran, which is... Fun story about Tom Cochran. I know another Tom Cochran. It's not a common name at all.
That is a very weird thing.
And he used to...
I think it'd be weird if you knew another Eddie Vedder, though.
Yeah, he would be a poser, right?
Yeah.
But Tom Cochran used to do toy reviews on my podcast. You used to play in a band with him. He's still around. I've seen him every once in a blue moon. He's a great guy. But he always told me the story that, because he's a few years older than me. He's probably closer to your age. Well, you're just a few years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
He's a couple years older. And everybody thought that was his dad, because he's a junior. Everybody thought
Tom Cochran Jr.
So that song was prevalent when he was, you know, middle school or mm-hmm. into high school or whatever years those would be, and everyone just thought that was his dad.
It's like your dad wrote a cool song.
He had that one hit about the highway and life. Tom's good people. I gotta get back on here. Actually, he's probably been on here for 5 years now. It's because this is going up 6 years from now.
That's very true.
Yeah. You know what's great? I could put this up tomorrow and people will wonder if we recorded
this. Was
this
6 years ago or not.
Yeah, because there's no real tells that... I don't think we've done any tells.
I don't know. I mean, I really...
How long's Awesome Con been around? That's the only thing I can think of.
No, it's been around a long time.
All right, we're good.
I could say something like, I love that Iron Man movie that just came out.
Oh, man.
Just completely throw them off. It's like, holy crap, is this like 2010?
Man, you think that thing's going to go anywhere?
I think it might. I think it's got some legs.
Yeah.
I heard they're going to try to do, like, other movies.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they're going to try to do, like, a whole universe kind of thing.
Nah, that's dumb. It's never worked. It's never worked.
No, it's never worked before, I know.
No.
But, I mean,
it'll never work.
It is the mouse. And if somebody can do it,
Now you've dated it. Incorrectly still, but you've dated it. The mouse hasn't had it for all that time.
Yeah, yes. The mouse has always had the MCU. Yep. The mouse has always had it. Yes. It wasn't Marvel Studios. Or it wasn't labeled Marvel Studios.
Oh.
But the mouse has always had it.
They do rebrand.
The only
we can't beat Pixar, let's buy Pixar.
Yeah, the only movie that they have that they didn't do out of that set is The Incredible Hulk, because that's a Paramount movie.
True. Hey, you know what?
Which is coming out like next year.
Oh, shit.
Or is it?
No, let's actually date the podcast. You know they're doing all these live action Disney movies now?
I want to see Aladdin.
Okay.
I have no desire to see Lion King. Because it looks dumb. Because it's not even live action. It's literally... Look. Like, it's everything's animatronic. Like, they didn't go and film, like, actual lions on the Serengeti and just, like, voice over their stuff. It's like they literally...
I don't care about that.
I do. Okay. Like, for that one, I do. Because it's not live action. It's
live action.
Yeah.
If they just said it's a lifelike
like CGI. Life of the Penguins. That's live action. Because it's, like, it's a documentary about penguins.
So is Happy Feet. What I was going to say... What I was going to say, and Happy Feet 2, Electric Boogaloo, I was going to say that if they're going to do another one of live, if they're going to just do a whole series of these things, I want, we're laughing at something I did in the past.
Okay, now we know what he was doing. I was wondering what happened. This is the one time you were so mad that you like came back on camera.
Oh, this is Major X.
Yeah. You came back on camera to yell.
I want them to make a live action or a CGI pretend live action version of Robin Hood. That's my favorite Disney movie.
I love Robin
Hood. Right. But here's what I want. Here's how I want them to do it. Correct sizes for everything. So tiny little fox, just put a hat on him. Real fox, hat on him. Bear. Big freaking bear. Put a shirt on him, put a hat on him. I want to see them palling around. And not eat a rabbit, kid. That would be great. But I don't think they can.
Not eat a rabbit.
Like, come on, man. That rooster with the giant, not a guitar. It's a different type of guitar.
Sitar.
Was it a sitar?
I think it was.
Doesn't matter. It's amazing. I want to see that.
Or a lute. It was a lute.
Was it a lute?
I think it was a lute.
Could have been a lute. I want that. I want correct sized critters. And I want all the same music. I want to see them play badminton.
I mean, in that case, you want to watch The Lion King because like they're correct sized.
Yeah, then I guess I want to see The Lion King.
I have no idea.
I just watched the Mowgli one. The one.
Oh no.
The Netflix one.
There's a Netflix one?
Yes, and it's fantastic. It's Andy Serkis. So it's directed by Andy Serkis, and it's CGI. So
are you sure that's not Disney?
No.
Oh, okay, Mowgli. Okay, Mowgli. So yeah, Jungle Book. Because they just recently redid.
Correct. This is dark. It's like the source material. And you know how I know it's good? Because I loved it. And I don't think I've ever liked the Jungle Book.
I've hated it. Jungle Book to this day is still the only other movie I have ever walked out on.
Wow.
Because it like they started remaking them and sending them back into theaters in like the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, I'll give it a try. And I went and watched The Jungle Book. And it only cost me like $3 at the time because I think it was like a $3 movie or something like that.
Sure.
And I was there for about 20 minutes. I was just like, fuck this noise. And I just left. Because it was just, it's to this day, it's literally the only other movie I ever walked out on. And the other one was Baywatch.
With The Rock?
Yes.
Yeah?
So bad.
I mean, you should have known that.
I know, but I was paid to go see it.
Oh, that's right.
Was counting people, and then by the middle,
how many people were there?
Seven. Counting me.
I'll give you some statistics. I saw Hellraiser 4 Bloodline in the theater.
Ooh.
Four people. You can take that information back to your analytics department.
Market force.
Yeah, you can be like, hey, look, I got a bonus information back in 1996? ? Yeah, four people in a theater. It was in Washington Township.
There was one time in a theater, like, me and I can't remember which one of my friends walked in, and we interrupted somebody having sex in the balcony.
Oh, yeah, I did that. It was pretty... Not in the balcony. I wasn't the guy that you interrupted. That's how I made that sound. But I was on a date with a girl, and there was one other couple in this movie. I won't name the movie. I've done it before on the podcast. And dude was going down on her in the middle of the theater. Her legs... Poof, and I just walked in, and I'm like, wow, all right. And I just kept going.
They were in front?
They were in the back.
Oh, okay.
So everybody passed it. They didn't think anybody was going to see this awful movie.
Yeah, I think this was like the Tuxedo or something bad like that.
Yeah, this is worse than that.
Yeah, like she was, they were literally up in the top corner. And
going at it, huh?
Yeah, it was the reverse cowboy.
Oh, nice.
So that way, like, if you're not noticing, if they stop...
They just look like they're sitting on
each other. Yeah, they just look like they're sitting on each other. And then, at some point, there's some extra rustling, and then some noises, and then both of them do like the quick walk of shame out of the theater. I was just like, I think they were having sex.
Sometimes you gotta have sex on a weird theater, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you know, theater, bookstore, you do it, it happens.
Bookstore,
theater, theater of the mind, you know. Don't look at me like that. This is an audio podcast.
I've never understood that. Like, whenever you see the movies where they're having, like, sex on the stacks, like, who has sex in a library?
Librarians.
Who can have sex in a library?
Librarians.
Yeah, but it's never the librarian. It's always, like, two students that just, like, find stacks and start having sex. Like, people don't just randomly walk in on you. Like, you're in an aisle. Like, it's not like you're...
I mean, libraries are having a resurgence, I guess, because they have free Wi-Fi. So, you know, the homeless can play Warcraft 3. So yeah, life is a highway, Paul.
Okay.
And I think we're gonna end it, but I want to say
in tenderness,
but I love you.
Okay.
You are sweetie.
Thank you.
You are in my top 20 favorite people 2019.
Top 20.
Yeah, man. I tell 20 different people the same thing, so nobody knows. It's not like, oh.
So I don't know where I am.
Yeah, you could be three. You could be two.
Yeah, I was about to say. It's like, I'd like to think that I'm higher up on the 20 list.
I know a lot of people.
I think I would like to think I'm in the top like 5 or 10.
Okay.
Top 5 because I generate money for you. And I get you coffee literally every week.
Yeah. That's true.
I think that puts me up there. Maybe not like top, like...
I need to rethink. Paul, you are in my top 30.
Damn! Should I drop 10?
I never said that. You're still number 4. You are in my top 100 people of 1963.
Neither one of us was alive.
I loved you then. Madly.
Truly, madly, deeply.
I couldn't do deeply, but yeah.
Oh, there's another song. Oh. Truly, madly, deeply. Savage Garden.
Man. Did it have like a weird riff?
No, it was a very soft.
Okay, I remember. What was their other song that had the riff? They had another song. And it just had like this random riff.
I Want You.
Yeah, it had a riff. Yeah, everybody. Chicken
Cherry Cola.
Yeah, was it? Yeah. So everybody, the moral of the story is give all the money you've made this week to Savage Garden, the band. Don't confuse it with Soundgarden. That's a different garden.
That is a different garden.
Please give it to Savage Garden. I don't know if they're doing good, bad. I don't know. But just if you go, put all the money, like, get it by county. I want you to get a big bag with a dollar sign on it. Throw all your money in there and then go to them. They will open their door. You will kiss the ring and you'll give them the money and it's over. And then they won't rain down on you sweet ballady pop songs.
But I like their sweet ballady pop songs.
Then I guess you don't have to pay them.
Truly, Madly, Deeply is an awesome song. That's a cute song. I Knew I Loved You Before I Met You. That's a real creepy, like, stalker song.
Oh, man, I love songs that are really creepy like that. I love creepy things. What's that say about me? Paul, I tried to end this already.
I don't know. Like, we keep going. This is the whole video. This is the whole podcast was basically just... randomly talking about nothing.
I know,
and we just
people
can't
love
stop.
That shit, man. People love the reality. They love just knowing more about me, about you, even though they just met you, even though you've been on the podcast for 6 years now.
Yeah, it's been a while. No, it hasn't been 6 years since I've only
Well, by the time this goes
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, okay. So right. I've technically been 9 because like, I think it was.
Right. I mean, when we started, Nixon was still in office.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's meta.
Bro, I got us there. Jowls. I am not a crook. You want me to finish the podcast as Nixon?
Sure.
I don't want to.
Why'd you give me the offer? You made me sad.
Well, I'm happy. See?
Now I don't want to.
Now
the
we got to stay yin and yang. Yin and yang, buddy. I'm having a great time. You're not. Yin and yang. You volunteered to be my yin.
That's true.
To this fucking ray of sunshine over here. You did that.
I mean, we're still having a podcast, though. There's always a positive spin to it.
Yeah, but now I gotta edit this stupid thing. Oh, it's gonna be terrible.
But then you have new content.
Eh, I don't care.
I think you do.
I don't.
I think you do.
I.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing a podcast.
I don't know what.
Care.
I care. Good night, everybody. Paul, before I hit this button, plug all your shit again.
All right, search for Team Ashen on all